Many Americans who live in the capital year-round are lamenting the closure this week of a downtown institution. Shoals Colonial Cafeteria is no more. It succumbed to high rents and not enough lunchtime business. Shoals had been a landmark for almost 75 years. Its hardcore group of regulars had eaten there for 30, 40, even 50 years. NPR producer Julia Mietrich knew it was a place her grandmother would have loved, an eatery from another era, an earlier America. She went there on the cafeteria's final night to talk to the customers, most of them retirees. For the Shoals crowd, the cafeteria was the last familiar watering hole in a downtown crowded with expensive gourmet coffee shops and fast food chains.
My name is Mary Penn. Well, I have friends down here that I've been seeing for 30 years, and that's always where we came, was to Shoals. And I remember when they had the great big open dining room with a high ceiling. And it's just like kind of the best place in town.
I came here to go to Georgetown in 1947. And everybody in this neighborhood came to Shoals. It was very popular and stood in line to get in, sometimes in line to get out. Well, it was convenient and it was cheap. In those days, like all these people living in the DuPont area were looking for bargains. I could get a lunch for 75 cents.
Okay. I'm a birdie artist. I've been retired for 20 years. And I was eating here before I retired from Small Business Administration. I was in the area, and I would eat at Shoals practically every day. This was my nutrition spot. One of my favorites was the liver and the blue fish that they would have so often in the vegetables. They always had fresh beans, spring beans, broccoli, spinach, just all the health foods. And I was quite shocked at this evening because I didn't know it was happening. So I'm very disappointed. We will miss Shoals immensely.
I sold the newspapers out in front of the cafeteria, so I got to know every employee and every customer that came in Shoals. And most of the ladies that worked there then were almost all Italian. So I got a kick out of practicing my opera Italian, which, as you may know, isn't worth 2 cents, believe you me. But they were wonderful. They were all elderly. They've been there ever since Mr. Shoals had started the cafeteria. It was a very interesting place, very interesting. You didn't know who you were going to be seated next to. And the food was very good, and it was really cheap then. Oh, let me tell you, it was cheap then. Oh, but things change.
Thank you.
Shoals customers Bill Allen, Bertie Artest, Harry W. John, and Mary Penn. They spoke with NPR producer Julia Mietrich about Shoals Cafeteria in Washington.